Two Fat Guys Talk, E3 Microsoft 2016.
I've been asked by people, by you, by others, why my scope of gaming is so narrow. Why I laser focus in on a lot of retro style indie titles, a lot of retro games, period, and on a select few modern AAA releases like the Gears of War series and whatnot. It's because gaming for me is not about specs. It's about mechanics. It's about well-done mechanics, and everything else is gravy, but that can be good gravy, like in Gears of War, where well-done mechanics are complemented by compelling characters and an interesting narrative. Or it can be fucking Geometry Wars, where it's just mechanics and no story or anything else, just shapes shooting at shapes, right? Like, 6 teraflops. The most beautiful pixels you've ever seen. And I hate this future we live in. But that's not a Microsoft exclusive problem. So let's jump to the parts of this presentation that were actually good. Okay, it was better than anything EA or Bethesda showed, for sure. The stuff they showed about Gears of War 4, despite the obviously very super E3 scripted invincibility and lines that you'll never see or hear in the game, was really good. I enjoyed that it looks like slightly updated Gears of War. That's all I want. I don't need innovation in Gears of War. I need iteration and forward progression in the narrative and just tune-ups to the mechanics to keep them fresh and fun. That was cool. We saw more of Cuphead, and I'm sure we'll see more of it in E3 2017, and E3 2018, and E3 2019. We saw a big Titan fight in Final Fantasy 15, not really Microsoft exclusive, but still cool to see. Scalebound looks like a blast. Tekken 7 looks like a blast. Honestly, the Microsoft presentation was mostly games, and mostly games being played. Even when it wasn't a game I gave a shit about, at the very least they were playing them and showing us how it works. So I'm cool with that. Am I missing any big games that I should be talking about?
ReCore.
Maybe my most anticipated there, because it has everything I want in a game. Double jumping and air dashing, which all games need. I don't care if a game is a bust-a-move puzzler. Double jumps and air dashes make everything better. 6 teraflops.
Okay, we'll get back to that, okay? So, ReCore is definitely a game that I am looking forward to. Gears of War 4, on that list. The fact that Microsoft's now doing the whole cross-play.
A lot of games that are Xbox and Windows 10, including Gears of War 4, which means I just got to build a good PC and I don't need my to get an Xbox.
That's correct.
This was indeed a Microsoft show and not purely an Xbox one.
Well, and look, I've been one of the biggest skeptics as far as Microsoft's claims they are starting to support PC gaming again. Because it has been for 2 console generations that they've been like, oh, well, we do PC as well. But their exclusives didn't come anywhere near PC by Microsoft's will. It was Epic Games that was going to release Gears of War on PC. It was the individual companies deciding we're going to do a PC version. So the fact that everything's cross-play now, cool. Kind of miffed I own an Xbox One, though.
You must be especially be flipped, because your Xbox One does not come anywhere near the 6 teraflops of computing power you need to enjoy this future of gaming.
I'm laughing on the inside, the fact that they're saying that all their games will be playable between all of their systems. I don't believe that for a heartbeat that the original Xbox One will be able to play the same games, the same... Yes, you're not going to have 4K, but I have no doubt you'll be missing features. Just you'll be missing features in those games. If you don't have the Project Scorpio version of the Xbox One.
I asked you this several times during the presentation, but do you have a pizza cutter handy?
No, I do not. You're not slicing your throat.
Fuck.
There were a lot of bad games on this
year's show. By the creators of Limbo, and you've lost me. That, what was that happiness game called again? We Happy Few?
Yeah.
I gotta tell ya, for a game that's not normally my cup of tea, I really kinda wanna play it.
Yeah. Just to see what the hell is going on with this world. That will be one that I'll be looking at closely when it comes out to see if there's anything beyond what we just saw.
Look, I won't prioritize it over Gravity Rush or any of the Platinum Brawlers I still have to play. But certainly, I think one day I'm going to sit down with that and just kind of go through and let the rabbit hole take me.
That pirate game looked like...
What was up with that pirate game? That was the worst demo of anything I've ever seen. It was... What's the most obnoxious YouTube personality you can think of?
It's between... PewDiePie or whatever
PewDiePie?
The hell? No, okay. Not PewDiePie. Well, he's annoying too.
Okay, I'm going to defend PewDiePie a little bit. He's a little irritating, but he's not nearly as irritating as some other people. And unlike those other people, he has not been accused of sexual assault. So let's instead, let's pick some of those people who have been accused of sexual assault, like Toby Games, Tobuscus. Take six of that irritating fuck job and put them all on face cam playing this most boring MMO I've ever seen, I think. Making the most radical commentary on it. And radical against sarcasm, pure sarcasm. Oh, we gotta team up and lower the sails. The sails are in the way. You gotta have one player look to guide you. Oh, you gotta fire cannons at another ship. Oh, better lower those sails again so we test the wind. Look out, Jim's come down with scurvy. We gotta get him some vitamin C. What am I looking at? What am I hearing? This is gaming? This is what we're... I've said for a long time, Rare is overrated as shit. And I hope people look at this fucking pirate game, Sea of Thieves, and they realize, oh my god, Rare is garbage. But not only Rare, what was that game? People talk about how embarrassing Nintendo Music was. That thing was a cavalcade of excitement compared to Sea of Thieves. What did you think of Sea of Thieves?
Well, it's barely playable.
Do you think it might be improved by 6 teraflops of gaming power?
Maybe a case of beer.
That's funny and correct. I don't even drink, and I know that drinking would improve that experience.
So, Microsoft, where the fuck is my Crackdown 3? You fucking teased me at the end there with the whole logo thing, and it was there. Where the fuck is my Crackdown 3? It had a full-on trailer last year.
It'll probably release around the same time that Cuphead releases.
I bought my Xbox One in part for Crackdown 3.
No, you want to know what's awesome? They're probably waiting for them 6 teraflops of gaming power, which means you can't even play this game on your...
Oh, not according to them. I should be able to play it just fine.
I'm pretty sure you won't be. How can you expect to save the corrupt city with less than 6 teraflops? And pixels that are not objectively the most beautiful pixels you've ever seen. Can I throw something?
No.
I need to be violent right now.
They showed off games.
Yeah.
Game after game after game. They barely gave people time to get off the stage before it was the next game. And every game was Xbox One and PC.
And here's the thing. A bunch of those games weren't wrapped up in the 6 teraflop narrative. It was a lot of them were being shown just as the fun and exciting and mechanically solid games they are. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that way more than I appreciate EA's garbage and Bethesda's even bigger garbage. So far, Microsoft has the best presentation of the show. It's just there were so many elements of it that just really push my buttons when it comes to modern gaming and the priorities devs and players have.
Well, and another thing I don't like about Microsoft conferences is they've got to stop spending half the freaking video panned out on the crowd.
No, but Dave, can't you clearly see that character using their phone?
Don't give a fuck.
I think you need to see the back of Murray's head to appreciate Sea of Thieves, Dave.
Yeah, it just...
Actually, during Sea of Thieves, that's okay, because, I mean, what else are they
showing?
You
know something? No, it's not. It's not for any of those. I mean, Dead Rising 4 is a big title to a lot of people. And you couldn't tell it was Dead Rising 4 for half the video we saw because it was zoomed the fuck out. Amateur Hour. Also, I think it was a really big mistake to announce Project Scorpio at this E3. Because all you've told people is, hey, look at our Xbox One S. Flip it over your head, because it's garbage next year.
Remember how Vegeta lets Cell absorb 18 and then Trunks buffed up so much that he had so much power that he could barely move and couldn't hit Cell? And then remember how Cell then let Gohan get to Super Saiyan 2, sealing his own demise, and Cell himself tried to bulk up when it was very clear he could not beat Gohan.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Nintendo announced the NX and we were all like, what are they doing? They're basically condemning their current console to the scrap heap. Why would Nintendo do this? It's a good thing none of the other guys are doing it. And then remember when Microsoft and Sony did it?
I think what Microsoft... Okay, we haven't seen the Sony conference yet today. It's not even here.
But we do know the PlayStation Neo is official.
We do know the PlayStation Neo is official, but here's the thing. I think Microsoft's step is even stupider. Because they're literally launching a version S of their main console now. And then at the end of the show, they just come out and like, oh, by the way, the 4K version, 2017.
I'm gonna defend Microsoft a bit here and say at the very least, even though the big three have all made this misstep now, at the very least with Microsoft, since almost everything is cross-platform with Windows 10, I can just build a PC, which I wanted to do anyway, that will probably easily outclass Project Scorpio, and I'll be fine for the foreseeable future.
Okay, but, and that is a factor, but speaking of just the consoles...
Oh, yeah, on console, it's a stupid move. It's as dumb as Nintendo's.
I mean,
it's as dumb as Sony's.
It would be like Sony announcing tonight that they're releasing a PS4 Mini, and March 2017, we're launching the Neo.
We have no idea of this, but I bet you anything, by the time you're hearing this, folks, that's already happened.
I don't think Sony's going to release a mini version of the PS4. They don't have to.
Now, they have never gone a single PlayStation iteration without releasing a mini version of it.
This is true, but once again, the reason why I think that this is a bad move on Microsoft's part, have they not learned from their past mistakes?
Of course not. Some executive...
Some executive, sorry, I stole your train of thought.
No, it's okay. Please continue it.
Some executive high up was probably the same asshole from 2013 that ended that guy's career.
You can't see me, folks, but I am nodding super hard right now.
I decided this was a smart idea to tell everybody about not remembering how much Sony basically let Microsoft take that one step ahead and then butt-fuck them the whole night.
They didn't need to backstab Microsoft.
I said butt-fuck, not backstab.
I know, I'm trying not to use that. But, I mean, they didn't need to. Microsoft was busy seppukuing itself.
I mean, those videos, just the applause videos, comparisons from both of their shows, is so fun to watch, because you just remember, like, yep, this is what happened.
Here's how you can lend your game on PlayStation. You take out more of that? Here you go.
Now, do I think we're going to see that level of, and I'm going to still use the words, butt fuck tonight?
Must we?
But
of the two of us, only one of us fantasizes about this.
Sorry about you.
No, I know. That's why I'm the bisexual in here. Like,
but anyway, Sony has already told us that they're not bringing the PlayStation Neo.
To E3. They're going to talk about it, though.
This, maybe not.
Maybe not.
In fact, I would say that Sony shouldn't. Because Microsoft, this is their direct reaction to Sony saying we're not bringing it to E3. Ultimately, I'm missing a couple of the games that I really was hoping for. ReCore, we got a whole bunch of actual video and gameplay. This is going to be a purchase for me.
I get a Gravity Rush vibe from it. And I really got to play myself some Gravity Rush again, so.
So I'm looking forward to that. Cuphead, we'll see it when we see it. They've been promising it for now. Two E3s. Whatever's holding it back, I'd like to hear about. We didn't see, unlike last year, a lot of indie devs on there. I mean, last year they basically had, what was it, the five or six indie devs around a group, and they had each TV playing their games.
That was Sony. Sony did that.
Sony did that?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we'll see that again, but ever since Microsoft went to the Xbox One, they're no longer doing the whole indie dev market anymore.
Like, which is still, unfortunate. Still a strong component of it, and they did show a prominent game and the showcase.
They did, but it's no longer the same marketplace that we had in the Xbox 360. There was a lot of crap on there, granted. But there was some gems that never would have gotten support from Microsoft or anybody else if they didn't pay their fee and put it on the marketplace.
I bought my Xbox 360 for Sonic 06, and after the devastation of that, I was like, what am I going to do with this brick? What's this Xbox Live Arcade? And that completely justified the purchase for me.
Pac-Man Championship Edition sold me on my Elite.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun.
Ultimately, this was a well-put-on show, just lacking some of the stuff that I want.
And my some infuriating elements.
My biggest question that they've left me with here, mm-hmm, is with this cross-play stuff, obviously there's going to be a PC version and a Xbox One version.
Uh-huh.
Are we talking a direct port with console controls? Or am I getting PC control options for keyboard and mouse in my Halo Wars 2?
I'm of the opinion that even consoles should give you a PC mouse option. But I mean, that's just me.
Absolutely. But seeing as it's not the reality yet,
sure.
Am I just getting a port, or am I getting a actual PC version?
Yeah, that's a question we would like to see answered. Okay. So next one is the PC gaming showcase, where
yes,
PC gamer is gonna bitch and moan about how much better than consoles they are, and we might just have a chance of seeing some good games. So
let's see what happens.